About 150 men and women are jogging on a muddy path at Paramount Ranch in the Santa Monica Mountains. These wildland firefighter hopefuls are tackling a fitness test. They have to traverse 3 miles of outdoor terrain with a 45-pound pack on their chests, and they're racing the clock.
Let's go! Finish strong!
Running along with them is Sage Decker. He's a firefighting instructor and a veteran himself. He says when he first got out of the Army, he had trouble finding a career that provided the fulfillment of military service.
I was looking for jobs and I was doing some carpentry stuff and I just wasn't real happy with that.
His brother hooked him up with a fire crew in Wyoming and it stuck.
I just think it's a really good route to go and it provides some good stability and just a good brotherhood.
Decker helped fight the Lilac and Thomas fires in Southern California last year. Today, he's part of the training by the Bureau of Land Management and Team Rubicon, a nonprofit veteran service organization that responds to natural disasters worldwide. Team Rubicon's wildland firefighting program has trained over 900 firefighters over a four-year history, and it's on course to more than double that this year alone. One reason military veterans are a logical resource? They're accustomed to the physical challenges of working long hours on tough terrain.
Wildland firefighting is physically one of the toughest things you can do.
Jason Beauchore runs a program in Colorado with the nonprofit Conservation Legacy. And the mission of the Veterans Fire Corps is not just about protecting public lands. It's also an avenue for troops to transition to civilian life. Beauchore deployed to Afghanistan with the Missouri Army National Guard and worked route clearance, detecting and digging up bombs.
Once you endure the stress of combat, you know, fire is not so bad.
Veterans Fire Corps teams live and work in the field, learning wildland firefighting 101, the basics of using chainsaws and hand tools to create a fire line, and wilderness first aid. Most of the veterans then move on to join a fire crew somewhere else in the country. The priority is employment.
We have so many veterans out there that just need meaningful careers. I mean, I have a lot of guys coming into this program that are jobless and homeless.
Beauchore says the students experience a lot of the things that they miss from military life.
Veterans need camaraderie. They need to be part of a team. And when you're working in forestry, especially in fire, that's what you get. There's a chain of command. There's a hierarchy. There are specific missions.
That sense of mission is what drew Marine Corps veteran Tomas de Oliveira to today's Team Rubicon training. He's lining up with fellow students getting sized for fire retardant pants, shirts, and gloves in high visibility yellow.
You're going to be along with your waist.
In the Marines, de Oliveira spent years working embassy security around the world. He's now a reservist.
I just always feel like I wanted to do more for people that find themselves in probably the worst day of their lives. So I figured that, you know, maybe helping a little to fight some of the fires that we tend to have in California yearly would be a good idea to do that.
De Oliveira caught the bug last year, helping with Hurricane Harvey recovery in Texas. He's not sure about going into firefighting as a career path yet, but he thinks the chainsaw skills will be useful in future disaster responses.
Right now it's just volunteer, but you know, we'll see where life goes. I'm 32, I feel pretty young still, we'll see.
De Oliveira will get his red card, the Bureau of Land Management's Wildland Firefighter Certification, by the end of the four-day training. In Los Angeles, I'm Libby Denkman.